With elections still on our mind, we needed some official election music. WSGW. Charlie, Denise, and Pat, your morning team. Thanks for being on WSGW.com, 100.5, 790, maybe through Siri, through Alexa, as you were doing last night. Want to say thank you for those who had the Election Central coverage on 790, specifically all night long. Of course, on 100.5, for a few hours, we had Red Wings hockey. Maybe you elected to listen to the Red Wings.
Ooh, nicely played.
You know, I do what I can.
Had a little escapism, maybe.
And
you know what? Well, I guess you could say this. Unlike the elections where there's a winner and loser, true, the Wings lost, sort of, right? I mean, they left with a point. It's like a nice parting gift.
And we actually had a result last night from the Red Wings.
Yeah, that's right.
We still don't have some results. I mean, and, you know, it's if you look at the official total still coming in, and it varies in the different races because it varies by how the counties are reporting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you still don't have 100% of the statewide vote in.
No.
So that's going to, I'm seeing varied anywhere from maybe 98% of precincts in some races. In other races, it's not even 50, 60%. Again, I'm talking statewide because some counties report differently.
Right.
Depending if they're filing electronically or not. So that's why you're hearing some of the phrasing, shall we say, in some of the election results.
Right.
Races that are called, races that seemingly are over, but, you know, you wait till that last vote is counted, I guess, in some cases.
Right. And nationwide, I mean, that's why they can't call anything on what's going to happen the U.S. House or the Senate, because, yeah, I mean, did I hear on CBS News at the top of the hour that the Nevada Senate race, we may not know for a couple of days because they still have to count all the mail-in votes and everything there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have a lot of counting to do yet.
Yep.
And in fact, in Michigan, speaking of mail-in votes, it looks like, if I'm seeing information coming from the Secretary of State's office, that it's going to be another record number of absentee ballots.
Yes.
2 million voters requesting absentee ballots. And in fact, the total vote, absentee everybody just going to polls, looks like we're on pace to break a previous record. In 2018, in the midterm elections, we had 4.3 million votes cast total.
Yep.
And it appears we're on pace to break that record.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That's good.
I mean, for so many years, it seemed that we had those depressed vote totals.
Yes.
Because nobody wanted to show up in the midterms.
Right. Well, that's
well, true. It was lackluster turnout at the midterm elections.
Yep. Yeah. Always. Midterms always seem to be that way because you got a presidential election and you always used to get the spike.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But now people are understanding how important even midterm elections can be. In fact, you know, yesterday, and no doubt because of the influence of your morning team, we mentioned how we had a link up on our Election Central page of how you could actually still register and vote yesterday on Election
Day.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And according to the Secretary of State, about 14,000 people actually did that across the state. 14,000 people actually registered and voted on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's pretty impressive.
It is cool.
Yeah, I was seeing long lines of out down and around the University of Michigan and MSU. It seems like it was more younger people who were doing that, taking advantage of that.
In fact, there is a mention of both Ann Arbor and East Lansing where they did have extended waits because people, the young people that were doing just what you're talking about.
Right.
Hopefully everyone had a chance to vote yesterday. If you went to the polls and you were successful, I was a poll person and I had no problem in my precinct getting in, getting out. There were enough available voting booths that didn't have to wait very long.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got signed in and got verified, everything took place there.
Okay.
Pretty quick yesterday.
Were you? Were you polling?
I went out yesterday.
Oh, you did go
after
out?
I left here yesterday and stopped on my way home and voted and got in, got out, but I noticed, I always look at the number on my ballot, and it was a fairly high number for, it was about, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was a fairly high number even for that early in the day yet.
Yeah, that's encouraging.
So, yeah, quite encouraging.
Were you absentee voting?
I was absentee, okay. Absentee, okay. Sent mine in probably, late October.
Okay.
So, I just, I like that, I do. I just like being able to open up my ballot right there on my dining room table, and you know what? There are a couple things that I have to admit. Maybe I'm not completely sure about a candidate, especially when you get to some, you know, lower races. And I'm like, well, I'm going to do some reading up right now. And it's nice that I like that. I like mm-hmm. that I'm not, I don't feel rushed. I can just go and I can do some research and then fill it out and bingo, bango, there you go.
Yeah, so you're one of the 2 million absentee voters.
Yes.
One of the record.
What was it? Yeah. So they're saying it is over 2 million?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, already stated.
Yeah.
This was a Detroit
wow.
News Online article referencing the Secretary of State record 2 million voters statewide requesting absentee ballots.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that says requested. I'm hoping that everyone that requested turned it in, too.
Right.
I hate to think you requested a ballot and didn't
well,
turn it in.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get a few, I think.
Well,
yeah,
I remember we had a story about that a few weeks ago that they were, I think it was MNN had a story they filed a few weeks ago that they were saying, you know, if you requested an absentee ballot, please get it back to your polling
yeah,
place.
Yeah, right. Yep.
So.
And I'm sure a number of those are still being processed as well because of the number that are there, which
yes.
also
sure.
slows down the official vote totals.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you do go to WSGW.com, we still have our Election Central box. We have provided links. If you have a desire to see the results statewide as they are available, and then the counties that we have, of course, are Saginaw Bay, Midland. We also outreached into Gratiot and to Isabella, Aranac, Gladwin, Tuscola counties that we put links up to the clerk's total. So if you want to investigate your specific county, you can go to WSGW.com, find that Election Central box, click on that, and get the direct link. So
that's
hopefully pretty
cool.
you'll find that handy.
That is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I also think that a bad night for many pollsters. Many pollsters and many people who get paid to be pundits. I think that they and you know what? This is can I tell you something? This is reminding me a little bit of 2016, just kind of in the reverse.
You know what? You're reading my mind because I was going to say
reverse.
You said another bad night. I was going to add the word again.
Again, yeah.
Again.
Because I remember 2016, right? Nobody thought that Donald Trump had a chance and Republicans had a chance, and there you go. And now you're sort of getting a reverse of this 6 years later.
That's why, as in the sports vernacular we say, that's why you play the game.
That's why you play the game, right.
That's why you have a vote.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, I'm sure that that's going to cause some people to once again look at how their methodology is done, who they're asking, what question, how they're asking the question.
How they're asking, yeah, who they're mm-hmm. asking, I think, is the other thing. And, you know, is it possible, too, that when pollsters want to contact people, especially younger people, you know, they go, younger people look at their phone and say, I don't want to answer this.
Yeah.
Probably.
You know, and
or it goes to the, like, I know on my phone, if it's an unknown caller, it doesn't even come through. So
right.
There's quite a few of those probably, too.
Don't
even make contact.
And we've heard stories from people who, if they are contacted, they are not being honest sometimes. They'll tell a pollster mm-hmm. one
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Just because they, you know, I'm going to screw with your results because I don't want you to be accurate and whatever the reasons may be. But we hear those stories as well.
Just real quick, I know that the they call proposal one. Have the other
yes.
two been, is that official?
Has not
I
been officially, have they been official
I thought it
now?
Was official.
For the other two
from
proposals?
From what I've seen, it's been official.
Okay, so proposal.
Because there was, it was quite a margin.
Well, yeah, looking at the vote totals and the number of precincts that have come in, it would take some type of miracle for
right.
two and three to reverse from their yes votes.
So all three would have
all
passed.
All three look like they're passing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.